Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Abundance Allure. Today we're going to talk about what it means to be intentional. What is your intent for doing what you do? The word intentional has become more popular in recent years, so we're going to break it down to define what it means and how it ushers us into our God-designed purpose. I'm giving you a quick tidbit today that I want you to meditate on for the rest of the week. So let's dive in. Hey. Welcome to another episode of Abundance Allure, the audio diary where I, along with my seasoned sisters from all walks of life, can discuss topics that speak to matters of our hearts as they relate to attracting and receiving life in all of its abounding joy and strength for our spirit, soul, and body. I am your host, Abundance Nisi. Let's first define the word intend, and then we can dive deeper from there. Intend means to have a course of action as one's purpose or objective, to plan, design, or destine someone or something for a particular purpose or end. Now we're going to define the word intent. Intent means to be resolved or determined to do something. It means to have hope or dreams or aspiration. It means to resolve. It means to have an aim or a goal or a target. In plain terms, intention is something that you have in mind to do or have that you will take aim at. It is directing the mind to act on something. Now, this is different from the word goals, which goals mean the result or achievement towards which an effort is directed. Intention is having the mind to do or have something specific, while goal basically means the result or the achievement of that intention. When you think about being intentional, you want to think in terms of having a purpose behind what you are doing. What is the intent? In other words, what is the objective or the purpose for doing it? God is intentional in everything that he does. There's always a reason or a purpose for whatever he does. And he does everything, including the creation of you, with a specific purpose in mind. And you'll hear me say that often. In Jeremiah 1:5, it says, "Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you, a prophet to the nations." That's what I had in mind for you. And that's the version from the Message Bible. You'll hear me quote the Message Bible often. And in Romans 8:29-30, it says, "God knew what he was doing from the very beginning. He decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love him along the same lines as the life of his son. The son stands first in the line of humanity he restored. We see the original and intended shape of our lives there in him. After God made that decision of what his children should be like, he followed it up by calling people by name. After he called them by name, he set them on a solid basis with himself. And then, after getting them established, he stayed with them to the end, gloriously completing what he had begun." And that's also from the Message version of Romans 8:29-30. So from the definitions that I described and from the scriptures I just read, being intentional means you are purposeful in your words and your actions. You live your life in such a way that it has meaning and that you are fulfilled by it. It means you make thoughtful choices in your life and that you are an active participant in it. Being intentional in your life means that you have a plan and you have discovered your purpose, and you look forward to being engaged in that purpose. Being intentional is because you want to and because you need to. I want you to be intentional because you want to and because you need to, period. Sure, it's easy to do what others are doing around you, but look around you and be honest with yourself. Do you really want the same results that they have? And if your answer is yes, then continue doing what you're currently doing. It's working for you, and that's okay. However, if your answer is a resounding no, then you know that you have to start doing something different, right? I remember reading an excerpt in a book by Iyanla Van Zant called In the Meantime. It's a book that came out a few years ago. And in that excerpt, it read, "It was through self-examination that I found the root cause of disappointment, not stating your true intentions very clearly at the outset of an endeavor. When you fail to do that, and when you fail to let everyone involved know exactly what it is you want, chances are you will be disappointed." I know you heard people say that you have to set your intentions, but do you know what that means? And if you do know what it means, do you know how to do it? So we'll talk about that in just a minute. To set your intentions means that you have clearly defined what it is that you want to accomplish. Setting intentions is a proactive process. It is believing in the possibility, speaking aloud what you want to manifest, acting in some way that is consistent with what you want, and releasing it to God to bring it to pass. So let's talk about believing. I want you to get a clear thought about what it is that you want to direct your mind to do. Be clear about it and write it down if necessary. Just know in your heart what you are truly desiring. You must believe in the possibility of it before it can manifest for you. You must believe in the possibility of it before it will manifest for you. So ask yourself, do you really believe in the thing that you say that you want? So let's talk about speaking. Speak your intention out loud or share it with someone who will hold you accountable to acting on what you say you believe, acting on the thing that you said you want to manifest. So your words have power. Words can kill. They can also give life. They're either poison or they are fruit. You get to choose. You get to decide how your words are being used. They are powerful, and when spoken aloud, they can have a profound effect on the speaker. Spoken words are a powerful force that we would do well to use to our own advantage and propel us to achieving the things that we desire. So choose your words wisely. Speak that thing out loud. Let someone else know what it is that you say that you want. You don't have to tell a whole lot of people, but tell it to one trusted friend, a trusted person in your life that you know you can depend on to hold you accountable to act on the thing that you said that you want. So let's talk about acting. I want you to do something today to demonstrate your commitment to your intention. Actions are necessary to bring about the manifestation of the intentions that you're setting. The book of James in the Bible says, "Faith without works is dead." And that's James 2:20. So let me read it to you from the Message Bible, because you know I love the Message version of it. It says, "Do I hear you professing to believe in the one and only God, but then observe you complacently sitting back as if you had done something wonderful? That's just great. Demons do that, but what good does it do them? Use your head. Do you suppose for a minute that you can cut faith and works in two and not end up with a corpse on your hands?" That is powerful. I love the Message version of the Bible, because it cuts right to the core and give it to you in language that you can understand. So you have to do something. Works are actions. In other words, you can have all the faith you want, but if you don't do something towards what you say you believe, then your faith will remain sight unseen. In other words, you won't see the manifestation of it. Actions are supportive of what we are designed to manifest, so I need for you to get busy. Delayed actions is just like taking no action. So the sooner you act, the sooner your manifestation is realized. And lastly, we're going to talk about releasing. Acknowledge that you did what you said you would, and then take the next step, which is to trust God by releasing the outcome to Him. You must believe and allow Him to deliver those desires to you. You've done your part. Now trust that He will not fail you or disappoint you. There may be times when it seems as if nothing is happening. The manifestation is not happening quick enough for you. But don't give up. I want you to stay the course. You've come this far. It's all a setup. You've combined your actions with your faith, with what you say you believe. Now add on trust in God to that. Things are being set up for you, and they will be greater than you could ever have imagined. So, I want you to take away from this recording today that I want you to just start the day with setting your intention. That is my tip for you today. And by tip, T-I-P, I want you to tarry in purpose. Tarry means to wait, to linger, to remain there. Remain in purpose. Stay the course. Stay there. Don't be moved because you don't see something happening right away. You have to remain there. So I want you to carry this tip for today, and that is to set your intention. Set your intentions about what it is that you want. Set your intentions about the thing that you say is a desire of your heart. And then at the end of each day, I want you to review what you've accomplished that day. And remember that by setting your intentions, you have to believe it, you have to act on it, you have to speak on it, and then you have to release it. All of those things are involved with setting your attention. And so at the end of the day, review what you've actually accomplished that day. And develop a routine of setting intentions every morning before you even rise to get out of bed. And then get up and go make those things happen. Okay? So this is the end of this episode. And remember, vibe out, vibe in, check your vibe. We've come to the end of another episode of Abundance Allure. Be sure to check me out on Instagram at Abundance Niecy and on Twitter at Abundance Allure. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to give it a thumbs up and to hit the subscribe button for notifications of when new episodes are uploaded. Remember, vibe out, vibe in. Check your vibe.